This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Turkey has agreed to a five-day ceasefire to allow for the withdrawal of Kurdish forces from northeastern Syria. U.S. Vice President Mike Pence says that he made the announcement at a news conference after more than 4 hours of talks at the presidential palace in Ankara. Speaking in Texas, President Trump called the ceasefire a great day for all involved.
The Turkish side will pause Operation Peace Spring in order to allow for the withdrawal of YPG forces from the safe zone for 120 hours.
And President Trump's response.
It's a great day for the United States. It's a great day for Turkey. It's a great day for our partners who have really worked. I mean, a lot of people questioned some of them. I'm not questioning anybody. They really did. The Kurds were great. Great day for the Kurds.
Turkish forces began their attack after Mr. Trump ordered U.S. troops out of the area. Turkey's foreign minister said that Turkey only agreed to pause its attacks and would end the operation only if all Kurdish fighters were out of the 32-kilometer-wide safe zone in Syria. Next year's Group of Seven Leaders Summit will be held at one of U.S. President Donald Trump's properties in the state of Florida. In making the announcement Thursday, Acting White House Chief of Staff Mick Mulvaney defended the site selection process from immediate criticism that Mr. Trump will personally benefit from hosting the major event at one of his resorts. House Judiciary Committee Chairman Jerry Nadler said the selection of Mr. Trump's personal property for the meeting is exploiting his office of making official U.S. government decisions for his personal financial gain. The emoluments clauses of the Constitution.